Tosfos Yantif in his commentary on Shnai Tanai relates that he was asked once by an Apocryphus, why do we always daven in Musaf that Akadosh Baruch Hu should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and we should be marked with Kabonis? The Navi himself writes in the end of Peyotza, the Navi writes in Chagai, when they were about to build the second Beis HaMikdash, Tosfos Yantif in his commentary on Shnai Tanai relates that he was asked once by an Apocryphus, why do we always daven in Musaf that Akadosh Baruch Hu should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and we should be marked with Kabonis? The Navi himself writes in the end of Peyotza, the Navi writes in Chagai, when they were about to build the second Beis HaMikdash, so he said to Nebuchadnezzar, God here, God Abayis Azeho Acharon Min HaRishon. But this, the last Beis HaMikdash, will be much more to cover this. The God Abayis of the second Beis HaMikdash will be much greater than that of the Beis Rishon. But the Navi himself says that this is the Beis Acharon, this is the last Beis HaMikdash, so the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the year 70, so that's all over. There's nothing more to hope for. Why do we still pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, assuming that he's going to build the third Beis HaMikdash? Where do we have this, where do we get this notion from that there's going to be another Beis HaMikdash? So the Tosfos Yantif answered to him that the word Acharon in Tanakh doesn't always mean last. It means latter. And we know from the Nevi'im that there will be a Beis HaMikdash that will not be destroyed. Shlomo HaMelech said menuvo nicheskva. I've never said menuvo that there will be a Beis HaMikdash that will not be destroyed. The only thing is that the Nevi'im were not sure b'shas ma'is whether that would be the second and the third Beis HaMikdash, whether the second would be the ultimate Beis HaMikdash or the second would also be subject to destruction. And the third would be the ultimate Beis
HaMikdash.
Right. So Chagai's Chaim Malachi lived at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. They refer to that as this, the Acharon. But the Acharon in Tanakh doesn't mean the last. Acharon means ladder. But to show that the word Acharon means ladder and doesn't mean last, the Tosfos Yantif showed from demonstrated from Suf Sukkim. So one of the two that he quotes in Shnai Tanai is from today's Sedra. The Pasuk says that when Yaakov was approaching his brother Esau, it says Vatigashna Hashvachas Heina V'Yaldein V'Atishtachavena. Then the next Pasuk Zion says Vatigash Gamlea V'Yaldea V'Yishtachavu. Excuse me, Pasuk Beis. It says that Yaakov Avinu is setting everything up. Pasuk Vav and Zayin described the way they approached this. Pasuk Beis described the way Yaakov is setting it up. So it says, "Vayatam es hashvachas ves yaldehem yishena, es Lea v'yaladeho acharonim, es Rachel ves Yosef acharonim." But the pasuk already says Lea v'yaladeho acharonim, and the way we translate modern Hebrew acharon means last, so they will last. How can pasuk continue to say it's Rachel ves Yosef acharonim? Acharon, acharon. Acharon means the last. So the answer is Acharon in Biblical Hebrew doesn't mean last. In modern Hebrew usage, what Acharon means last. But in Biblical Hebrew it means sometimes last. But sometimes it means latter, afterwards. So it says Yaakov set up the wives, first the Shvachas V'Yaldeihem Rishona, then after them, Leo V'Yaladeho Acharon means after them, not necessarily last. But Shvachas V'Yaldeihem Acharon, after them, it doesn't mean Dafkalit. This was the one pasuk that he showed. Then he showed from another pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Mos, where Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Paro and to show Paro to Mofsdim. If that man's going to come to me and tell me that he's a Novi, I should listen to him and that the Bnei Yisrael go. So why should I listen to him? So the Torah requires that for a Novi to become a Novi Muchsor, he has to prove himself that he's a Novi. He has to show some kind of Ma'osis to Mofsdim. So which Ma'osis to Mofsdim did Moshe Rabbeinu demonstrate? First Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he do? First he took his hand and he put it in, and his hand became a Taras Kashol. Then he put it back in and it became cured. Then he took his stick and he threw it on the ground and turned to a snake. Then he picked it up, turned back into a stick. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that if they don't listen to the first os, if they're not convinced by the first os, the Haninu Lukol Ho Sacharon, and they'll believe the second. And it says if they don't listen to the second os, Kol Ho Sacharon, then he should show them another os and take the water in Mitzrayim and make it turn into dam. So the Tosfos Yantif said again, what do you mean? If the pasuk says that's the Hamino Lekol, the Lo Yamino Lekol Hoso Rishon, if they don't believe the first dos, the Yuma Navi, the Hamino Lekol Hoso Acharon, they listen to the last dos. Why is that the last dos? Then he says, the Lo Yamino Gam Lekol Hoso Acharon, if they don't believe that, if you still don't believe you, then you show them another dos that you should take the water and turn it into dam. So why does he refer to the second dos of the Magda as the Osa Acharon. So you see again that the word Acharon in biblical Hebrew doesn't necessarily mean last, it means latter, the following, something that comes at a later stage. It doesn't always mean the last. In fact, the Gemara says in the beginning of Sefer that the word Rishon, which in modern Hebrew usage means first, and biblical Hebrew doesn't always mean first, it doesn't always have the meaning at first, it often means prior. Because the Pasuk says, Ach bayom harishon tashbisus tzor mibatech, you should destroy the chametz, tashbisus in the midst of bir chametz, you should destroy the chametz bayom harishon. So the Gemara says, what does mean bayom harishon? On the first day on to face up. So the Kiddush says, no, matzina lo havar shivi ab malacha. Havar is one of the lamit ha-savas malacha ha-shav. The Gemara says, derives from that, Rabbi Kiddush thinks, havar lo chalikyos, it's not havar lo lavyos. If he would have had havar lo lavyos, so he wouldn't have called it matzina lo havar shivi ab malacha. That's the most important. So the Gemara asked the question of the Kiva, how can the Pasuk say, Vayom Rishon Tashbisu, you destroy the Chometz on the first day Pesach? You're not allowed to, it's Malacha to burn the Chometz. And he'll violate by Rabbi Matan until he's going to burn the Chometz. What's going on? The Kiva says, no, the Pshat is, Vayom Rishon Tashbisu means Erev Pesach. So then he's bothered, but how do you find that the word Rishon in biblical Hebrew has the meaning of Erev Yomtiv? Doesn't Rishon mean first? Like in Mishnei Hebrew, like in modern Hebrew? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Iyov where it says the word Rishon is used in the sense HaRishon LaAdam Tivalei. How does the pasuk say? So there the pasuk means that you precede Adam HaRishon. As the word Rishon means preceding, it doesn't mean first. So just like the word Rishon over there means preceding, so the word Rishon over here, Achayama Rishon, and the day preceded. Usually the first day precedes the following day. So the Erev Yom Tov precedes Yom Tov also. So you can refer to Erev Yom Tov also as the Yom HaRishon. So the Gemara establishes that that's the pshat of the word Rishon in biblical Hebrew. The word Rishon in Acharon in biblical Hebrew doesn't necessarily have the same connotation, doesn't necessarily have the same meaning as we use it today. Rishon means preceding and Acharon means latter, following. Chassidim Sayov in the name of the Rishonim, the soul of the Rishonim Rebbe, he commented on this, there's a pasuk that says, by the dam, in Mitzrayim, that when they shef the Korban Pesach, they had to take the dam and put it on the shtei mezuzos ve'al hamashkel. So the pasuk says, v'lo'yifen hamashkes lovo v'techen lingo, when the mashkes will come on Leil Pesach, on Pesach Nissen, at Chatzos HaLailo, all the p'chori, makas p'choris will occur. So it says, v'yishis adam v'chvasachti aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch will see the dam, and he will skip over the Jewish home. So there is a pasuk there that reads, v'hoy adam lachem li'os al abatim. That the dam will be an os on your batim to distinguish between the Jewish homes and the Mitzri homes, and with the schus of the mitzvah of Hakrovis Korban Pesach and the Zrikas Adam, the Gemara says there was no Mizbeach then. The Gemara says in Zvachim there was no Mizbeach. So they were the Zorik the dam. So it's supposed to be Zorik Dam on a Mizbeach. So this was Bimkom Mizbeach. The Zorik on the Shteyam Zuzus, the Alamashka, that was Bimkom Mizbeach. So Hakkar is Bokhul. See the dam, and that'll be the os that this is a Jewish home with them, Makam the Mitzvah, but they will be spit. So the region has said, Alderach Malitze, that the dam by Moshe Rabbeinu, this really the Pshutish Amit refers to the dam by the dam Pesach that it was there on the batim. So he said the dam by the first makah, dam tzvadeya, that the pasuk says v'imlo yaminu l'kol ha'os harishon v'haminu l'kol ha'os ha'acharon, and then it says v'imlo yaminu gam l'kol ha'os ha'acharon, then take the water and turn it into dam. So the dam will be an os al ha'batim on the batim Yigdosha. That'll be the answer to the Apikoros is tiny. That because the way the test is Yontif, that the quotes from Mishnah is denied, how can you be misfiled for another Beis HaMikdash? If the Navi himself says that Goliath Korabais Hazeho Akron, this is the last Beis HaMikdash Kindalah, there's not going to be any more Beis HaMikdash. If that's called the Bais to Akron, so what do we pray for a third Beis HaMikdash? We have no Haftafah, there won't be any third Beis HaMikdash. The Navi said the second was the left one. So the test is Yontif answered that it's not so. And he quoted the Pasuk that it says that the Dam was the third os, and it followed the os of Acharon. So you see that the word Acharon doesn't necessarily mean list, it means following the ladder. So, Behoy Adam Lachem, the os alabatim, the Mak of Dam, the first of the Yesam Mak, will be an os on the Bokeh Mikdosh, is that there will be a third base on Mikdosh. That'll be the answer to the time of the Apikor. The Nevi'im say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make the first base on Mikdosh, the everlasting base on Mikdosh, and we would never have any goals. So the Pesukim say in Chumash it's a little unclear, but the Pasuk in Yecheskel says in Furish, and the Pasuk in Tehillim says also in Furish. At the time of Chet HaMeraglim, it says at the time of Chet HaMeraglim, Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry with Israel, and he decided that he would not allow them to live so comfortably in Eretz Yisrael. He was going to send them into Golus. Sending them into Golus implies that he's going to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. So when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, they already knew that So when Amalek, when they built the first Beis HaMikdash, knew that the first bayis would not be an everlasting one, that it was going to be destroyed. But Shlomo HaMelech knew b'nevuah that there was, they all knew b'nevuah there was going to be a Beis HaMikdash, it was going to be an everlasting one. So he didn't know though whether the second bayis would be it, or there would have to be a third bayis. So he said b'nevuah and Shir HaShir, and that's how Gemara interprets in the first parak in Yumeh, that Shlomo HaMelech said b'roch HaKodesh, depending on whether the aliyah from Bavel will be a strong aliyah or a weak aliyah, that will determine whether the second Beis HaMikdash will be an everlasting one or will be destroyed also. So he said, there will be a big, great aliyah. A lot of people will move up from the Chutzlot and move to Israel. But that's an effendi. And he said, Nivna leha tiras kesef. And the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a silver building. Tiras kesef. Silver dome. The silver on the dome. The tiras kesef means a silver, a metal building. And ain't harekim sholot, yet something made of metal, so it doesn't drop. However, in other words, the second Beis HaMikdash will not be destroyed. In Choma, in Delasi, however, if it will be Dalas Ha'am, a very shvaka turnout, hardly anybody can show up for the second Aliyah, days of Ezra, then how does it say? Notzer Olah Luach Horez. Then the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a Luach Horez, like a wooden bungalow, like a hut, and just like a wooden building, just like wood, Harekim Sholodbo can rot away. So to the second Beis HaMikdash will be doomed to destruction. So the Maaseh, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, hardly anybody showed up. So they knew already, from the days of Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the first Beis HaMikdash, he told them that King Melech is not going to last forever. This is going to be destroyed. They already knew that. The Pesukim say they already knew that from the days of the Chet HaMeraglim. And then when Shlomo HaMelech said this nevuah, that depending on whether there'll be a big aliyah or a shvach aliyah, so when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, they also knew that he was going to be doomed to destruction. So Yecheskel HaNavi, who had spoken about the ultimate Beis HaMikdash and all the beautiful Beis HaMikdash and everything, they knew that this was not it. All the things that Yecheskel HaNavi said, none of them were Mekuyim in the second Beis HaMikdash. So they knew that it's going to be Mekuyim at some time in the future. So that's the third Beis HaMikdash that we're waiting. We know there's going to be another Beis HaMikdash. Maybe there'll be a third and a fourth. But we know there's going to be another one, because the Nevi'im said there's going to be. Everything that the Nevi'im say is 100% going to come true. Is it good? Yeah. The Ramban says that, right? The Ramban on Chumash stresses that, and the Ramban on the Sefer HaGula points it out, that we have two Teichachas in the Chumash. You have the Teichach in Vayikra and the Teichach in Yisoga and Vori. And the Nevi'im also speak like that. So we only know that they're going to be two Chorbanos. There won't be a third Chumash. Ramban claims based on the Pesukim, it's Mashma like that. But there won't be a third Chumash. There will be a third Beis HaMikdash, and that will be the ultimate one.
Doesn't the word Hazel still have a connotation of this one?
Hazel this one,
yeah. So you say this?
This is the Baita Acharon. This is the latter best. This is the Baita Acharon.
Is that the one he was praying to? He's referring to one Megillah.
No. The Taisis Yantum says he was referring to the second Beis HaMikdash, which is truly the Baita Acharon. This is the latter Beis HaMikdash. It's followed the first Beis HaMikdash. Acharon in Biblical Hebrew doesn't mean always last. Sometimes it means last, sometimes it means second.
Well, Bethel means it was longer.
Yeah, the Gemara says in Machlokes Rav Shmuel, what do we go to Yevor Rabbi Zerachman Rishon? What sense is it go? So one Amora says that it was taller, it was physically bigger. One Amora says that it lasted a few hundred years longer. Amora says less, but the historians say it was more. Machlokes, how much longer was the second Beis HaMikdash? The first Beis HaMikdash was about 410 years. And the historians say the second Beis HaMikdash was a lot longer. You have an interesting pasuk here in this week's Sedra by Yishlach. In the beginning of the Sedra, you have that Yaakov Avinu makes peace with his brother Esau, sort of a peace, and he's not out to kill him anymore. Looks like he got out. Yaakov Avinu got away from Esau. He's not going to kill him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov at the beginning of Perek Lamed Hei, Vayomer Elokim al Yaakov, hurry up, kum alei beisel v'shev shom v'asei shom mizbeach. Lokel hani ve'elecha b'varuch hacham v'fnei yetzev achicha. You promised you're going to make a Beis HaMikdash. He said in the beginning of Parshas Vayetzev, Eben azaz ha-shasamti ma'atzev yi beis elokim. I'm going to make a mizbeach and a Beis HaMikdash and a ganse ma'ise. He said, hurry up, go hurry up and make the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, that you violated an Avera, you violated Bal Tacher. You took a netta that you're going to build a Beis HaMikdash and you didn't do it yet, and that's why you were nenash, that's why you were punished. exactly what was the onish, how was he punished, and there's a machloikis in the Medrash. Rashi quotes one opinion. The Medrash has a machloikis amaroi. But the onish was that his wife died, that Rachel died. But the Gemara says, Bavona Dorim Bonim Mesim, if a person, they have a lot of times in shows like that, people they have an appeal, and a guy says, guy pledges $1,000, $50,000, and he never pays the money. He'll pay sometime. They never pay. So the Gemara says, Bavona Dorim Bonim Mesim, if a person takes a net and he doesn't keep his promise, so Rahman al-Afan, children can die. Or the Gemara says, in another place, the wife can die.
They were cursed and done.
You make up his darn his top, but if you don't, he's a gefela. So one can lose his family by one darn. So one amora in the Medrash says that's what happened over here, because Yaakov had delayed his neder. He didn't violate the neder in that sense. He was over on Baltachet. He was waiting too long. Kozma, that he was in Beis Lavan, he wasn't violating the neder apparently. But this over here, it says that he was taking his time to go home.
Is he in his car?
What?
He taking his time. He couldn't tell
us. I don't know. Sounds like Kodesh Baruch is angry. Why is he taking his time? The Pasuk says that he made Yom Miknei was a sukkah. Rashi makes the decision he was there for 2 years. A year and a half. He had summer home and winter home and a summer home. No? He was there a year and a half. He said, what are you taking your time now? Calls man that he was the base love on, he was scared of his brother Esau. So he wasn't mechuyev to keep his neder, because the neder was if my brother won't kill me, if I'll come back in peace, then I'll build you a shul. They have a building campaign. He's donating $100,000 for the building campaign. When? If I come back for Shalom. No, he came back for Shalom already. Beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, he met his brother. He gave him his shoichat, and they parted in peace, and then goodbye, and then it looks like he's safe now. And then it says, then he's still tarrying, he's still taking his time. And it took him at least a year and a half. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at him, why he's violating Baal Te'achar. Apparently Yaakov Avinu held that the neder wasn't chal yet, because he says, V'shavti v'shalom al beisovi, when I come back to my father's home. He didn't come back to Yitzchak yet, until later. It says later on, after it's all over, it says, he comes back to Yitzchak, and he was the old man, and then he died, and then he buried him. So it says later he came back to Yitzchak. So the Mishnah Melech has a sefer that's called Parashas Rosh. Very interesting thing. It's all on Drush. So he has a little agadah there on the Parashas of Vayikra. Shver agadah. He has one Drush on this Parashas. So it explains apparently Yaakov had tzaddik fell, the Yaakov was in it fell, that the neder wasn't binding yet because Vishavti Vishalom al Beis Ovi. When he comes back, then he's going to make the Beis Hamikdash. He didn't come back yet. So there's no violation of Baal Te'achar. Baal Te'achar only begins once the neder is binding. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at him, and he told him, you're going to be punished for this, because the neder did begin. The neder began from the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. Once you met your brother, Esav, and he's not out to kill you anymore, so it's obvious that you're b'shalom. And when you said the neder, you said b'shavta b'shalom b'esav, you didn't mean literally. What? Why did you take neder at that time? Because you were running away from your brother Esav. You were afraid that he was going to kill you, so you were scared. And I promise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nitzavolav, when he had the dream with the Malach Malav Yodim, Hashem nitzavolav Yodimah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises he's going to protect him, he's going to bring him back to Israel, he's going to give him Eretz Yisrael, all the promises. So Yaakov Avinu tells back HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beginning of Parshas Vayetze, if you protect me from my brother Esau, and everything, and I pull through this Shasa Sakana, I'm going to build Yeh Beis HaMikdash. Yeh Beis HaLikim. So at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, he met his brother, and he was with peace with him. He gave him his Sheikhah, he gave him his Matana, and he's peaceful with him. So then the Neder was Chal already, even though he never came back to Yitzchak Avinu's home. Because we have a klal, the nedarim halacha chaloshim eriyot. When a person takes a neder, we have to determine what's included in the neder by what he meant, not by the biblical Hebrew. Let's say he takes a neder in Hebrew, you don't follow biblical Hebrew. The Gemara says that there's a conflict between the vernacular, the way the slang usage of the Hebrew word is, and the biblical term of the word. So then the Gemara says you follow the usage. Halacha chaloshim eriyot. So here also, what if a person says a loshim neder? What if a person says a loshen neder? The Gemara has the following. Let's say a guy, a person eats a sandwich every day for lunch. And then one day he buys a pumpernickel sandwich. He buys some crazy a rice sandwich with the mon on it, or some kind of meat. And he's choking and coughing and he turns colored and takes a neder. He's never going to eat any more bread. And he didn't mean bread. He slipped. He didn't mean bread. He meant this kind of bread. Every day he eats bread and he enjoys it. He meant pumpernickel. He meant this kind of bread. So then all the Rishonim say, if you say a lashon klali, The Mishnah Melech quotes all this in the Kriyas Shemah. If a person takes a neder b'loshen klal, and he really meant the prat of the klal, it didn't mean old bread, he meant one kind of bread. So there's a Gemara in Shavuot, where all the Rishonim explain that the neder, although the loshen of the neder, he said he asked is all bread, since the umdin is that he only meant this particular kind of bread, and that's the klal b'loshen, so it's only asim on the prat. It's not asim on the klal. What if it will be fakir? What if a person says a loshen prat and he really meant a loshen klal? Can you include it in the neder more than what he said? You say no, that the halacha haloshim liyadam, that in the dar we always have to figure out what the person had in mind. That means you can limit the neder. Even though the loshen neder was broader, you can limit it. Can you take what he said and say that the neder even applies in more cases than he said or not? So that's the machlekes achrayim. So Mishnah Melech quoted some aritat, some radach, a chulis of Dabi Akoin says he can, and aritat that sakas says that he can't. And then the Mishnah Melech says from this. Medrash that Rashi quotes, you see that you do. Because Yaakov Avinu felt that his neder wasn't binding yet. That's why he was taking his time to come back home. The neder originally was taken, and yearly kima maradish maran badarach hazeh, and also melechem level, etc. V'shakti v'shalom beis alim means, if I'll see that I'll be at peace with my brother, he won't be interested in killing me, then I'll build a beis hamikdash. But the literal lashon that he said was, v'shakti v'shalom beis alim. So apparently Yaakov Avinu held his neder wasn't binding yet. So that's why he's taking his time. Kol Zman doesn't come back to Yitzchak Avi, he's not shafted b'sham al beis Avi to his father's son. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, you're going to suffer for this. You're going to be nemesh, or you were nemesh. Two pshatim in the medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry and he says, hurry up and go build the mizbech. You're violating Baal Te'acher. Why is he violating Baal Te'acher? Because since the beginning of the Sedra, he met Esau, and he was already at peace with him, even though the actual lashon on that was b'shafted b'sham al beis Avi, and he didn't come back to his father's home yet, it doesn't matter. Because what he meant was, if and when I'll be at peace with my brother Esav, then I'm going to be mekayem this neder. So he already saw he was at peace, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskin against Yankov, that he's doing wrong, that he's violating Baal Te'acher. So that's what the Mishnah Melech says. When this medrash is a raya to the Tshuvas HaRadach, the Rav David HaKan, against the Maritai Tatsak. Maritai Tatsak was a big poisek. It's called the Maharitats, the two Maritats. This Maritats was the Rav in Constantinople. There's Chulis. This is the Chulis quotes a lot. Chulis and the Maritats. There's a different Maritats who lived in Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Beis Yosef, who's the Marit Sahalom. The world's part, but it's a different. It's a different Maritats. The more famous one was Rabbi Yosef Taitatsak. And the Marit Sahalom was Rabbi Yontov Sahalom, lived in the days of Rabbi Yosef Karatu. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, two different people. So the Mishnah Melech says that this Medrash is a Raya against the Maritats, right to the Radach, the Chulis Rav David HaKohen. The Shail is, what was the Yoinish? So the Medrash quotes a Machloikis here. Yeah.
I was thinking
about
that interesting. How is this, when it comes to others calling on this neighbor, how is that interesting?
They have a Machloikis if a person takes a neder. Let's say over here, Yaakovina said, Vishapti Vishamo, Beisavi, that's a Kanai, then I'll make a Beis Hamikdash. So Lamaisa, he didn't come back with Beisavi yet. But what he meant was, if I'll be at peace with my brother. So we always follow what the person meant, not what the person said.
That's more than what he said, or that's less than what he said?
That's more chomer than what he said. He didn't come back to his father's home yet. So you should say, well, the neder is not binding until he comes back. And that's what Yaakov Avinu held. The neder is not called until he comes back. So he has time. When he'll come back to see his father alive, then he'll build a Beis Hamikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. He said, I'm punishing you because you are violating Baal Te'acher. Why is he violating Baal Te'acher? Because even though you said, v'shaftu v'shamu beis avi, what you meant, the Shas Meiser, was if you will not have any harassment, if you won't have to suffer at the hands of your brother Esav, you're not suffering. You just made peace with him at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. So as soon as you made peace, and you see he's not out to get you, so your neder is binding. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him with Dina, like the Radach said, that the neder is binding when the umdin is, that's when you meant that it should be chal. Even though the Lashon of the neder has it, that it's not chal yet. So the way the Mishnah Melech quotes in Achrayim, the issue is like this. When you take a Lashon Klali and you make it to convert a Lashon Klali into a Prat, that's all the Rishonim say like that on the Gemara. When he says Yas is all bread, and he really meant all pumpernickel bread. And black bread, brown bread, seeded bread, not seeded, he meant some kind of special bread. So to take a Klali and to convert it into a Prat, that's the Rishonim say on the Gemara like that. That's the Umdina converts the Lashon Aneder. You don't follow strictly the Lashon Aneder, you follow what he meant. The Shad is the reverse. If he says Lashon Prat, can you make the Neder more binding than what he said, based on what we know that he meant? That's the machloikis, and you see that you do. You see from the Chumash, you always follow what he had in mind. You never follow the Lashon. The machloikis that the Medrash has is, what exactly was his Einish? So the Medrash has a machloikis. One Manor in the Medrash says, machloikis Hamorah. One Hamorah says his Einish was that his wife died. But the Gemara says Bavonador and Bav Mason. Bavonador Mishta Shaladim Mason. More close Pesukim initially to that. And the other Mandama says no. That the Onish was, that's the Mandama that Rashi quotes, that his daughter was attacked. Because Bavonador, a person takes a netter, he's not Mekayim it, so the punishment will be something to do with Gilui Arayis. And here his daughter was attacked. His daughter was single, it wasn't Gilui Arayis, but it was an Indian Averbo. That's why Rashi says, Afishe Charka Badera, because you were taking your time, you weren't Mekayim the netter yet, Ne'nashto, you were punished. Which Einish? Ubolo Chazos mi bitcho. You were just suffering that your daughter was attacked by Shechem ben Hamor. Because this pasuk follows immediately after the Maisa with Hamor and Shechem. So the Mishnah Melech has an interesting comment on this. He points out, what is the Machlokes Amoraim over here? So he points out, Be'emes, the Gemara has a stand on this. The Gemara said, the Feirish like one and not like the other. The Gemara comments that Bavon Adarim, Sagimon Bama Madlikim, I think it's in Shabbos, that Bavon Adarim Bani Mason and Bavon Adarim Ishta Shalada Mason is only if he takes the Neder and he just doesn't fulfill it at all. But what if he violates Bal Tachem and ultimately he does Mekayim the Neder? Bal Tachem means if you wait Shalosh Adarim, if you wait a whole year before you Mekayim the Neder. So if he violates Bal Tachem but ultimately he does fulfill the Neder, then the Gemara says that, based on the Pasuk, that onesh, that the wife dies doesn't apply. The wife and the children die doesn't apply. Because the pasuk reads, how does it say in Dvarim? Ki sida neder l'Hashem akach l'asach l'shalmoi kidoshi d'ushem mimach v'hoyah v'chol chet. So the Gemara says, v'hoyah v'chol chet v'loi b'ish t'chol chet. That's how the Gemara darsht. So the Gemara says, v'hoyah v'chol chet v'loi b'ish t'chol chet. If you violate the neder l'gamre, you took a neder pledge and you just never fulfill it at all. It's obvious that you don't plan to pay it up. Then the Gemara says, Ishta Shalada Mesa, because he took a netter and he didn't fulfill it. Abavana Dorn Bani Mesa. But if he takes a netter, Loisa Achal the Shalma, you should make sure you pay it on time, you shouldn't delay. And if you do delay, the only punishment will be Vahayah Vachoche, you will be punished. But Loibi Ishta Choche, your wife will not die because of you. So the Mishnah Melech points out that this Machlokas Amoroyim in the Medrash is really Machlokas, whether that Gemara is right or not. One Mandama holds over here, even though Yaakov was going to be Mekayim the Neder, and the Maisa he did. He did make a Beis HaLikim when he came there, made a Beis HaMikdash, and he brought Chambarash, and so on. Even though ultimately he did plan to be Mekayim the Neder, but because he violated Baal Ta'acher, so one Madama says that's why his wife Rachel died. And the other Amora holds, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that the only time the wife or the children die is when the person violates the Neder completely. But if he just violates Baal Ta'acher, but he didn't violate the actual Neder itself, then there's no punishment for the wife. So what was the onus over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is screaming at him, Kum alei beis el v'shev sham, hurry up, you're going to be punished. What is he going to be punished? He says, the fact that his daughter was nemzer. The fact that his daughter was attacked by Shechem ben Hamor, come up that you violate, when a person violates Baal Te'acher, so then this will cause an onus of Gilui Arayis. It's interesting, Mishlam Melech says that it's, even though in the Gemara you don't find the Machlokes, but he points out the Nedrish has the Machlokes. Then Mishlam Melech has the Gemara in Zvachim, and he claims that it's based on a whole Cheshvin. He says it's really a Machlokes in Zvachim. It's interesting, this is Benes HaTeret HaNeshver Rambam. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvah, in Yad HaZakeh, he doesn't have like this. But in Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam, he has a Chiddush Din. It's found in the new translation also. Not that it's a mistake. Sefer HaMitzvah was originally written in Arabic. We have the original, but we don't read the original. We read the translation. So the translation that we have in Hebrew has a lot of errors in it. So in recent years, Chaim Heller made a new... Chaim Heller passed away right many years ago. Chaim Heller was an Adam Gold, who knew Arabic among many other new lives. So he made a new translation of the Sefer HaMitzvah Rambam. And they say that when his translation came out, the Chafetz Chaim Zichron Lebracha said that you're not allowed to keep the old translation in the house. You have to have the new one. Because the Gemara says, also Lahasha Sefer Shein Mubah Bebeisim. The person says, Al Tashkin Bolecha Avli. Not allowed to keep an Avli in your home. You're not allowed to keep, shtar that's already parua. I have a shtar. You owe me money. You already paid the money. So I'm not allowed to keep the shtar because it's an Avli. I may perpetrate a fraud later on. I may use that shtar and collect again. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to keep a Sefer Shein Mubah, a Sefer that has a choice in it. And you weren't magiyat yet, you didn't correct it. So the Gemara says in Sudas in the second parak, also Lahasha saved the Shayna Mugar Abayis because Al Tashkim Olech Avla. So he said, the Chafetz Chaim said about his translation, based on his translation, there are an awful lot of crucial errors in the old translation. The Felech errors. But in all, and the new translation also, the Moshe Rav Kook has, and all the translation has the same Rambam. Rambam writes a chiddush din in Bal Ta'achet. If a person takes a netter to bring a carbon,
big sefer mitzvah Rambam, it's all thin sefer. Is that the translation?
No, no, that's the standard translation. That's Ibn Tibbin. Ibn Tibbin's translation. That's the one that has the errors. Yeah.
It's the one that the
Chosan
does. Yeah, those are the key.
He didn't just do that one. Didn't he do it with you?
Ibn Tibbin did a lot of translations. We have a new translation on the Pirush HaMishnayim now. That's also it's also very crucial. There are a lot of errors in the old Pirush HaMishnayim. Mamish between day and night. The Shinui in between between Asr and Mutla, completely different sack. No. They had someone else do a translation. It's also good. It's also they did a translation from the original Arabic. They didn't just touch up the Hebrew.
That's the standard one.
No. The standard one is Ibn Tibbin, which is a different style.
You know, he
Arabic,
so that everything.
He writes that he didn't know Arabic well. He writes that he didn't know. Ibn Tibbin writes that he didn't know. So it was always assumed that it was uneven. Right, he doesn't know how to learn well, doesn't know this. So the modern translators say he really means it, he didn't know Arabic well. They show that a lot of words he just mistranslated based on what the usage was. He didn't live in an Arabic country. He didn't live in that region, so he practically didn't know Arabic. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he writes in Chiddush, that if a person takes an edit to bring a korban, and he waits Shalosh Regalim, before he brings his carbon, and thereby he violated the Yisra of Bal Tiacher. Not only does he violate Bal Tiacher, he violates the law of Lo Yachol Dvorot. The Torah says if you take a neder, Lo Yachol Dvorot, Choloyetz Mithiv Yasset, and Parshas Matos. But the Rambam writes, if you waited Shalosh Regalim and you violated Bal Tiacher, along with Bal Tiacher goes Bal Yachol. Lo Yachol Dvorot is considered as if he had violated the whole neder. So the Ramban asks, he's a long Hasodus of Ramban, and the Ramban asks on the Ram, what in the world is he talking about? Where did he dig this up? There's no such source. And the Ramban is merameis to this kasha, which the Sfasemis spells out. The Sfasemis spells out the kasha al-Hashah. Sfasemis doesn't quote the Ramban. But he says the same kasha. If the din is that whenever a person violates Baal Te'acher, even though ultimately he does fulfill his neder, he does give the donation to Tzedakah, or he does, Baal Te'acher applies the korbanot to Tzedakah and to everything. Even ultimately he does fulfill his pledge, but he violated Baal Ta'achir. If the Rambam is right, then any time you violate Baal Ta'achir, it's also included a violation of Baal Yachel. So why does the Gemara say in Baba Madlikin, Lo Ta'achir l'shalmoy, ki dorish yidru shen l'shem l'kech nimach, v'hoye b'cho chet, v'hoye b'cho chet, v'lo v'yishtocho chet. What does it mean, v'yishtocho? What does the whole drasha mean? Because we know Bavon and Dorim Bani Mason, and Bavon and Dorim Yishtocholon Mason. So that's the Gemara limits it. That's only if you violate the Neder completely. But if you wait till you violate Baal Ta'achar and ultimately you do fulfill the Neder, then the wife or the children are not punished. So the Sfasemis explains the Kasha, and the Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvos is Meramis to the Kasha. He writes it in one line, Bekitzer, but this is what he's asking. So why should that be so? If you say whenever you violate Baal Ta'achar, it's also a violation of the whole Neder, you violated Baal Yachel. So if you violate Baal Yachel, then there is an Einish, the Ishta Shalot HaMeisah, and the Banim Meisah. So isn't the Gemara against the Ramban? How can the Rambam say whenever you violate Baal Ta'acher, it's considered a violation of the whole Neder, and it's equivalent to a violation of Baal Yachel? If there were a Baal Yachel, so then the wife and the children should die. Why does the Gemara say that they don't die? So you see from the Gemara that there's only Baal Ta'acher, there's no Baal Yachel. Of Mamsha Gemara against the Rambam. So the way the Mishnah Melech points out, the Rambam is Biyushev, it's a Machloikis Amaron. In the Gemara, Baal Madlikin, the Gemara doesn't quote the Machloikis. But the Medrash on this week's Sedrin, the Medrash that Rashi quotes, has the machloekis, the opinion that Rashi quotes also against the Rambam, that the daughter was Nensa because he violated Baal Ta'achar. Whenever somebody violates Baal Ta'achar, so the onish will be that there will be some kind of an asik of Gili Arai. So the Medrash that Rashi quotes also holds against the Rambam, that the onish will be Gili Arai, and not that Ishto Mesa. But there is another opinion in the Medrash, and the Mishnah Melech shows that although in the Gemara Mem Madlikin is not quoted, it shows that the Gemara Zvochim, a whole series of psukim. So that perhaps one could say the Rambam holds like the other Mandam. It's a machlokas nigma. It's not that there's only one opinion. So Mela, that's the marker for the Rambam. There is a marker that if one violates, not only if the fellow violates the neder mikol v'kol, is there an onus that bani meisim, that the family chas v'shalom may die, the children may die, the wife may die, or if the wife took the neder, the husband may die, the children may die. But even if the husband does observe the neder, but he violates Baal Ta'achar, so you also have that punishment. The Ramban says like that. Yeah. The Ramban says, but the Medrash says not so. The Ramban has a lot of things against the Medrash. The Ramban was an original thing against it. The Medrash has a machlokes is what was the punishment. Those mandamim in the Medrash assume that this pasuk, Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Aleph, is a warning to Yaakov Avinu. He should hurry up because he is being punished for violating Baal Teach. Kuma lei beisel v'shev shama, say shom is beach, lokel hanirei lech b'vorach ha'am na'yis v'chich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teveyah him, that he should keep the netter that he had taken. What is he teveyah for? What is it kosher that Yaakov is not going to keep it? Yeah, he's kosher because he violated Baal Teach already. And then the Medrash says that he was punished also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, I punished you now. And what the Yoinish was is the machlokas, whether his daughter was Nemsa, because Chomachum Shatamotzi Baal Ta'achir, you find an Yoinish of Gilead Arayis, or that the Yoinish was that his wife died. Just time regarding Baal Ta'achir, let's say a person takes a neder, person takes a shvua, that he will paint the fence. The father wants you to paint the fence. You take a shvua, you swear you're going to paint the fence. So do you violate Baal Ta'achir if you don't paint the fence within Shalosh Shabbos? When do you apply Baal Ta'achir? So the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos has another, in that long Ramban, where he has the attack on the Rambam, why the Rambam says that one who violates Baal Ta'achir also violates together with it Baal Yachel. So the Ramban says against the Gemara that the wife doesn't die and the wife doesn't die by Maradar. So the Ramban has another Hasog on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes that a neder, if a person takes a neder, he must keep the neder. It's a lav and an asay. Lo yakol dvaro is a lav. And kechala yetz mihiv yasa is an asay. So the Rambam quotes it twice, in the minyan alavim, and in the minyan hoesim. And the Ramban has a hasav, and the Rambam should have quoted two ways. There's one lav, lo yakol dvaro, and two esim. Kechala yetz mihiv yasa is an essay by nidre harshus. And another essay, motzitz yosefa tishma v'yosisa kashen adart al-Hashem al-Kechon dova kashen ibarat v'fifo. Where's that? Re'ei? Motzitz yosefa tishma. The Ramban Tain is against the Rambam, and that Hasog on the Sefer Mitzvah, there should be two Esther. What's the chiluk between the two? The Esther Chalayetz and Kiviyas and Parshas Matos is an essay by Nidre Harishus. The guy takes a neder, the guy takes a shvur, he's going to paint the fence. He takes a neder, he's not going to eat potato chips, he's not going to smoke anymore, he's not going to drink schnapps anymore, whatever. He takes some kind of neder, Nidre Harishus. If it's Nidre Govoa, if he takes a neder to give money to the doctor, or to bring a carbon or something, then the Torah says a different essay. Motzis asecha tishma v'yosisa kashen adart al-Hashem al-Kachem tova kashen ibaita v'ficho. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that pasuk refers to all nidri govoya. It gives docket to Hegdish, it gives docket to Aniyim at the Hegdish, it gives korbonos at the Beis HaMikdash, Nedavis, Nedom and Nedavis, all those kind of things. So that pasuk refers to nidri govoya. The Ramban says that they're two different dinim. He says, first of all, the essay that says, what if, let's say, you take a shvu, you're going to paint the fence, then you go ahead and you paint the fence. So you have a mitzvah essay. So everybody should take a shvu. I take a shvu, I'm going to learn for a few more minutes. Oh, that would probably be a good shvu. Let's say a guy takes a shvu, he's going to eat lunch. He's about to wash, he says, I'm going to take a shvu, I'm going to wash. Then he washes it. Just got a mitzvah. Then he takes a shvu, he's going to say a bracha. And he says, well, takes a shvu, he's going to eat the sandwich. Takes a shvu, he's going to bench. So let the guy take shvuas all day long and have mitzvahs all day long. So the answer is that's not a mitzvah. Kol Yetzim Jivyas is an Isra Asay. It's not a Kiyim Asay. It's an Isra Asay. It means if you violate your shvuah, if you violate your neder, then you'll get an aver. However, the Ramban says you have to count two distinct essays. The other essay, Motzis Vasechot Tishma V'Yasisa Kashan Adarta L'Hashem L'Kehan Adarta, that's a Kiyim Asay. If a person donates, the person pledges to give $100,000 to Yeshiva University or any other true organization that's valid stock, let's say Beis HaMikdash. Or yeshiva, yeah. So, and then the guy kaka pays up his pledge, he brings the korban, or he builds the Beis HaMikdash like Yaakov Avinu said. Whoever has also something about say, the year Beis HaMikdash, he's going to make a shul. He's going to make a Beis HaMikdash. So if a person kaka pledges, and he makes the Beis HaMikdash, Nidri Govoy, and he keeps his word, then it's not just the Nisar Asay. No, Motzis Lachat Tishma V'Yasisa, Hashem Odat Al Hashem Akach Nidav is a Kingum Asay. If you ultimately keep the pledge, then you have a mitzvah. You gain the mitzvah. On the Amira, not just he gains the mitzvah on the giving, he gains the mitzvah for the fact that he pledged it also. The Gemara says that it's a tesefte that says like that. Ki biglal hadavar hazeh, yivarechach Hashem lokecha. It says in connection with tzedakah. When you give tzedakah, so it says, as a reward for giving tzedakah, yivarechach Hashem lokecha. So the tesefte says, biglal hadavar hazeh, biglal hadibur. When a person calls out his pledge in shul, and later on he gives the pledge, he pays it up, and not only does he gain star for paying up the money to the tzedakah, he gets tired for calling out the pledge also. The plus can say that it's not right. A lot of times you make an appeal in the shul, and a lot of Baal Batim don't want to call out any pledges. They say it's not the kovadik, and it's not you call out a lot of money, and the people are competing with each other, and you embarrass other people to give, and, you, and it's arrogance, and the gaifa, that you're saying how much you're pledging. These are all terutzim that they give. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to call out pledges, and the person gives two reasons for it. The one reason is the tesefta, it says in the Furish, I think it's a tesefta and pay it. I think it's a tesefta and pay it. That talks about giving tzedakah. It says if a person takes a netter to give tzedakah, and later on he gives it tzedakah, he gets double schar, gets schar on the giving, and it gets higher on the pledge, because it says biglal hadaber hazeh biglal hadibur. Pledging to give is also kima mitzvah, because it's nivri gavaya.
So the pledge has to be public?
No, it could be for that. So for, as far as that's concerned, it could be a private pledge also. It doesn't have to announce it. And then in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tshuvas HaRashbo, the Mechaber and the Rambam, both quote the Tshuvas HaRashbo, the Yeridei Hilchos Tzedakah, the Mefarsim Mimosi Tzedakah. You have to put plaques on the wall that this room was donated, or the wall, or the paint, whatever that plaque was on, on the screws of the piece. Something was donated by the Stavisky's Worthing family in 1962. Why do you have to put up signs? Mefarsim Mimosi Tzedakah, in order to encourage other people to do the same, that other people should also give Tzedakah. So it's Faket, it's a big important thing to call out pledges and shul. Talk that other people should see how much you'll give. If you're a millionaire and you're giving just $5, so then it's a mitzvah not to call it out. But if you're giving a large sum of money and you feel that by calling out your pledge you will encourage other people to give money, also to give more money, then it says it's a mitzvah. There's no aveira of gaida. Normally the din is that you're not allowed to brag about the fact that you did a mitzvah. And the Gemara says in the Shulchan Aruch says that if you do a mitzvah you tell other people about it, so you lose part of your side, you lose all of your side. You're not allowed to brag. The Gemara says that Nehemiah was punished because he was always bragging about all the good the mitzvahs and the mice and tevim that he did. It's not called Sefer Nehemiah, it's called Sefer Ezra. Ezra Nehemiah is only one book in the Kisvei HaKadosh and Tanakh. It's called Sefer Ezra, not Sefer Nehemiah, because he bragged too much. He keeps on saying Zopalu Rakai Tov. He keeps on writing all the good the mitzvahs and the mice and tevim that he did. And that'll be Masik Tov. But if you Masik Tov Liatzmacho, in order that other people should also see it, and they should do the same, then faket, it's a mitzvah.
So wasn't Nechemi doing
that
on purpose?
The Gemara assumes that not. The Gemara feels that not. They criticize Nechemi. So the Rambam points out that there are several differences between Nidri mitzvah and Nidri harishus.
Same thing? As every time he did something right, he said, Hashem, please help me, because I helped help that old man stop.
I don't know. The Gemara criticizes Nechemi and they don't criticize
it. It's the same thing, yeah.
I don't know.
So the best way to give something in public then would be to set a limit and say everyone like wants to say he's getting $5 and if they want to give more they should give more on their own.
No, $5.
Or whatever.
You want to call out large sums of money that other people should see that this guy is not a millionaire. He's still giving much more than $5. The millionaire should give Zimmer, give more money.
Should not be saying that you should fall out because you embarrass other people.
Yeah, we should embarrass the other people in the beginning also. Large sums of money. Nobody gives more than they can afford once. Very few people give more than they can afford. If I can't, people give less than they can afford. But the mitzvah to be mefarsim on tzedakah to encourage other people to give. Yeah. Well, like the say that this guy who learns in the yeshiva is giving $50. He's giving $100. The others should know that they are wealthier. They're businessmen. They're wealthy people. They should give more money than they can. Says the Shulchan supposed to call out them. So the Ramban has a whole tiny against the Rambam. Why the Rambam counts only one lav and one essay? Should have counted two essays. So the essay of Koletz and Triviyas is an Isser essay. Whereas the essay of Moses and Sakhatishma of Yosiso is a Kiyum essay, which only applies to Nidri Govoya. Nidri Mitzvah doesn't apply to Nidri Harishus. And then the Ramban, Derech Agav, writes other Nachgiminis Ladina between the two. So he says, Balta Acher. Ramban has a Chiddush on his own. Thinks that the lav of Balta Acher Lishalma only applies to Nidri Govoya. Nidri Mitzvah doesn't apply to Nidri Harishus. If that guy takes a shvur that he's going to paint the fence, so there's no din that he has to paint the fence within Shalosh Rigal. There's another chashash, chashini shema yomer, sananda mais. Took a shvur, he's going to paint the fence, and he's going to paint it before he dies, in this Gilgul. Not that he's going to wait till the next Gilgul. So you should have to hurry up and paint the fence, because chashini shema yomer. There's man merubah, chashini shema yomer. There's man muat loy chashini, there's man merubah, chashini shema yomer. But mitam bal te'achet, there wouldn't be any violation, the Ramban says. There's a ran in the Dorim, says Fakir, the ran in the last parak in the Dorim. Writes that even on Nidri Harishus, there is a din of Baltak. That's a guy takes, a piece of a cookie in the freezer. And he takes a shvu, he's going to eat that cookie. The cookie is sitting there already. It's a paste for the cookie. The cookie is sitting there already 3 years. So the Ran says that he violates Baltak. The Ramban would hold that he's not violating Baltak. That's a Nidri Harishus. That's not a Nidri Govoy. That's not a Nidri Mitzvah. Nidri Mitzvah is, it takes a. And that is a shvu, right on the nose, that's a Nidri Mitzvah. That the Gemara says there is Baltak. Right, because notice it says Kodesh Yir. Notice has a din mind. So there's no neder, there's no shvui. It didn't say have any nishba, it didn't say have any neder. It has to say, I swear, it has to say in English and Hebrew and French, and Spanish. It has to say in some language. According to the Mishnah Brura, maybe it has to be dafka the spoken language, either Hebrew or a spoken language in our country. Even though he's a Frenchman, if he takes a neder in French,
won't that be dafka tefillah?
No, whatever you need, loshen. He brings a raya from Kiddushin. It means it's a universal din. Whenever you need loshen, whenever you need dibur b'loshen, that's be the spoken language, either Hebrew or the spoken language. So the Ramban has a chiddush. He says when you take nidri horishus, you have to say harani noda harani nishba. When you take nidri mitzvah, you don't have to. Let's say the guy says harei alai litzdoka. I pledge, or pledge maybe is a loshen of shvur. Let's say I will give $100 to litzdoka. It doesn't say I pledge I will give, I swear I will give, I promise I will give. It didn't say any loshen at all. Just said I will give a statement. I plan to give, I will give $100, $100,000.
How's the matana?
Well, if you say no dear matana, so you said no dear, and then the ola says amen.
Could be a
pen. He doesn't say how much. He just says a vague lotion. We convey what it meant. Let's just, as we said before, the cloud changes to a prat and the prat changes to a cloud based on what the umdin is of what he meant. So we know that he always means, whenever he gets an ali, he always gives so much money. A minimum of so much. Then he has to at least give that much now.
First half the
Bad Hands is that Midr Mitzvah is king and by the. Nidri it's not a keyness.
Yeah, but what? If you don't do the
if you go ahead and you keep your neder, kept your neder, so it just comes out that you haven't violated any aveira. You haven't broken the neder, but you don't say that he got a mitzvah because there's a numen on neder, he was mekayem the neder. That means that he didn't violate the aveira. And then he has another thing if he says that baltachem is only limited to the case of nidri mitzvah, not nidri harshus. And the third distinction is that by nidri harshus you have to have a loshen neder or loshen shvur. Have any neder, have any nishba. If a fellow takes nidre mitzvah, nidre govoa, then there's no need for loshen have any nishba. Just the statement of what you're going to do, that itself makes it that it's binding. Because there are two different parashas in the Torah. That's what the Ramban says. You have a parasha nidre mitzvah and nidre harishus. And here by Yaakov Avinu, this is clearly a nidre nidre govoa. This is a neder mitzvah. He said, Heaven has something about the base of the kid. He's making a base on mikdash. He's going to make the whole Beis HaMikdash all by himself. So that's why there was a, for sure, there was a din of Baltacha. The Choladei. Then he asked around. Even if he doesn't say how much, he just says a vague lotion, the Koveya, what it meant, let's just, as we said before, the cloud changes to a prat and the prat changes to a cloud based on what the umdin is of what he meant. So we know that he always means, whenever he gets an ali, he always gives so much now. A minimum of so much. Then he has to at least give that much now.
First half Kavina.
It's not a keyness.
Yeah, but what? If you don't do the neder at all?
If you go ahead and you keep your neder, kept your neder, so it just comes out that you haven't violated any aveira. You haven't broken the neder, but you don't say that he got a mitzvah because there's a numen on neder, he was mekayem the neder. That means that he didn't violate the aveira. And then he has another thing if he says that baltachem is only limited to the case of nidri harishus, not nidri harishus. And the third distinction is that by nidri harishus you have to have a loshen neder, a loshen shvur. Have any neder, have any nishba. If a fellow takes nidri mitzvah, nidri govoa, then there's no need for loshen have any neder, have any nishba. Just the statement of what you're going to do, that itself makes it that it's binding. Because there are two different parashas in the Torah, that's what the Ramban says. You have a parasha nidri mitzvah and nidri harishus. And here by Yaakov Avinu, this is clearly a nidri nidri govoya. This is a neder mitzvah. He said, Heaven has something about the year base of the kid. He's making a base on mikdash. He's going to make the whole base on mikdash all by himself. So that's why there was a, for sure there was a din of al ta'achah. The holiday. Ben l'das haram, ben l'das haram. You want to look up this Mishnah Melech. This has a fast, I just said over part of this drush. It has a long alik, it's dvarim over here. It's in Derech HaAsorim drush HaShlishi. This is the wrong one. We have the whole filter, whether the Yavis Kodim Atmetera had a din of Yisrael, a din of Bnei Merah, and all the Shittos. Part that I said is the plain part. Plain part. That part.
See the one that goes into Rafa Gutz Yosef and the.
Yeah. That's the part that you can think of. But this part is straight.
Isn't it shot why Rachel died was that he cursed her when she had the. So I'm saying, according to what he's saying, the one shot is the get thing, isn't it?
Yeah, the Medrash has a different shot than Rashi. Rabban has a different shot. Medrash has a different possibility than Rashi.
Isn't the Indian of a basic English only only when a person is rested, only when a person is Rambam said the whole Indian of a basic English is only when all Christ was in the service and when they're rested, they're not traveling?
Not when they're not traveling. No, they killed that Amalek. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Sefer Torah, Gimel mitzvahs and Shav Yisrael, if we saw some Lorit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us three mitzvahs that only, and Klal Yisrael, that only began once we entered Eretz Yisrael. The first is Lahamed Lahamelach, and the second is Lahapar Zar Shal Amalek, and the third is Livnas Lahem Beis Aftir. The Gemara learns that from Sukkot has to be done in that order. First Lahamed Lahamelach, and the function of Melach is Lilchom Lachamas Hashem, one of the functions of Melach, to keep law and order and to fight the holy wars. And one holy war is with Amalek. So you have to have in that order. First time you develop, then Amalek. And then, after Amalek is wiped out, then you have a mitzvah to build a base on the
Yiddish. As in the Chemez, they wiped out Amalek? They weren't in
the They had no enemies then. Nobody was harassing them. I don't know, maybe there was no Chiv. Maybe they weren't Mechiv. The Mar says you're not Mechiv to build a base on the Yiddish unless there are no enemies attacking. Maybe they did it as a Rishuz, the one who's...